So, that moment when you're absolutely drained, body screaming for rest, but your mind's just like doing laps, replaying the day, worrying about tomorrow. Sound familiar?
Oh, definitely.
Another night where sleep feels like a, well, a distant luxury. You're not alone. And that frustration, that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Yeah, and it's completely understandable that when sleep becomes a battle, you start searching for solutions that feel, gentle and sustainable, something beyond just reaching for a prescription pad.
Right, exactly. And that leads us straight to what you, our listener, have been curious about: natural sleep solutions. We've gathered some pretty compelling information, focusing on an article that really digs into the world of natural remedies for those nights when sleep just feels impossible.
Our goal today is really to explore these natural options with you. We want to pull out the key information, what might actually help, how these things work, and just as importantly, what you need to be aware of, potential downsides or interactions.
Yeah, clarity, not complexity. That's the aim.
Exactly.
And get this, our exploration is going to take us to some, well, surprising places. We're even going to be talking about something you might associate more with kicking back after work than nodding off peacefully.
Intriguing.
Right. It really is. Let's get into it.
Okay, so maybe it's worth setting the stage first by acknowledging just how widespread sleep problems actually are. The article we've been looking at points out that something like 20% of adults experience insomnia.
20%. That's a huge number.
It really is. That's a significant number of people actively seeking ways to improve their sleep.
Absolutely. And I think what resonates with so many is that desire for options that aren't habit-forming. You know, the idea of long-term reliance on prescription sleep aids can be a real concern for
Yeah,
people.
definitely.
What really stood out to me in the article, though, was the stark reminder that poor sleep isn't just about feeling groggy the next day. It has these, like, ripple effects on our overall health.
Precisely. The connection between consistent quality sleep and our broader well-being is, well, it's quite profound. As the article highlights, ongoing sleep deprivation can be linked to issues like depression, cardiovascular problems, even weight management
Right.
challenges.
So finding effective solutions isn't just about feeling better tomorrow morning.
No, it's really an investment in your long-term health.
Okay. So let's unpack this idea of a nature's sleep support system. It's almost comforting, isn't it, to think that there are natural resources we can tap into when our sleep cycles go, well, off track. The article touches on a few that have a long history of use, like valerian root, chamomile, and of course, the surprisingly relevant hops we mentioned.
These herbal remedies have indeed been used traditionally for centuries, yeah, and many find them to be a more gentle starting point. Interestingly, the article also reminds us that it's not solely about what you ingest.
Right, not just pills or teas.
Exactly. It mentions non-supplemental techniques that have shown promise in research, like mindfulness practices. There's a 2011 study referenced and the use of mantra repetition, with a 2015 study focusing on women, and also the fundamental role of just regular physical activity during the day.
Daytime activity, yeah. Supported by 2015 findings, it says.
Right. These all underscore that lifestyle. It plays a crucial role.
Those lifestyle factors are definitely foundational, aren't they?
Yeah.
But something that really piqued my interest was the mention of mature hops extract, specifically this Fex mature hops extract. I mean, when you think of hops, you usually think of beer, right?
Right.
The idea that it could be a sleep aid is kind of unexpected.
Well, what's fascinating here is the emerging body of research exploring that link between hops and sleep. The article highlights a 2014 study involving university students who actually reported improved sleep after consuming non-alcoholic beer containing hops.
Non-alcoholic. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that specific study was the focus on a relatively young and healthy population. It suggests hops might have, broad applicability.
Though maybe we'd need more research on different groups.
Oh, absolutely. We should always consider if the effects would be the same in older adults or those with actual diagnosed sleep disorders. But this kind of research does provide some scientific grounding for the traditional use of hops for relaxation.
So hops could be a bit of a rising star in the world of herbal sleep aids, then? The article even mentions this compound called xanthohumol. Sounds complex.
Yeah, it does a bit. Xanthohumol. It's one of the compounds in hops that scientists are looking into. It's not just that it's an antioxidant, although that's good, helping protect our cells and all that.
Right.
But preliminary research suggests it might also interact with certain brain receptors in ways that promote relaxation that could contribute to the sleep-enhancing effects people are seeing.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the article also nicely positions hops alongside the more established herbal options like valerian and chamomile. It mentions a 2011 study looking at valerian's benefits for postmenopausal women, for example, and it points to positive user feedback around fix specifically, which indicates, you know, growing interest and positive experiences with this particular hops extract.
Okay, now this is a really important point to address, because while the term natural often makes us think safe, we need to be, well, grounded in reality, right?
Absolutely essential.
The article does a good job of diving into both the potential benefits and the potential risks of these natural remedies.
Yeah, that assumption that natural automatically means safe just isn't always accurate. While many natural remedies can be incredibly beneficial, they can also have side effects, and critically, they can interact with other medications you might be taking.
Interactions, right.
Crucial.
Yeah. So a thorough understanding of these potential issues is absolutely essential before you start anything. And the article gives some really helpful specifics here. Melatonin, for instance, can be great for jet lag. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people might get nausea or headaches from it. Then there's valerian root, could lead to mild headaches or dizziness in some individuals.
Right. And even the over-the-counter options, things like diphenhydramine and doxylamine, they come with their own warnings. Daytime drowsiness, dry mouth.
And didn't it mention something about dementia risk in older adults?
Yes, a potential association has been flagged, particularly with long-term use in the elderly. It's definitely something to be aware of.
These examples really highlight why it's so important to approach these remedies with awareness and caution.
Definitely. The article also rightly points out the potential dangers of mixing any sleep aids, natural or over-the-counter, with alcohol. The combined effects can be unpredictable and potentially quite harmful.
Good warning. Okay, let's shift gears slightly and delve into the science behind how our sleep actually works. The article touches on melatonin, which we've already mentioned, and the crucial role of the pineal gland. It's quite amazing, isn't it, how this tiny gland in our brain is so vital for regulating our sleep-wake cycle.
It really is fascinating. The pineal gland acts as our body's internal clock, basically.
Yeah.
And its primary regulator, light exposure.
Ah, light.
Yeah. The article correctly points out that light suppresses melatonin production. That's why creating a dark environment in your bedroom is such a key part of good sleep hygiene. Simple, but effective.
And then we have melatonin supplementation itself. It feels like almost everyone has either tried it or knows someone who has, right?
It's incredibly popular. The article mentions that a significant 2/3 of American adults have given it a try at some point.
Wow.
It emphasizes the importance of timing, too, ideally taking it about 2 hours before you plan to go to bed. That helps align it with your body's natural sleep preparation.
Okay, 2 hours before. Good tip.
And the increasing use of melatonin in children, as the article points out, that's a trend that really warrants careful consideration and guidance from a healthcare professional, always.
Absolutely.
While it's generally considered to have mild side effects, like we discussed, it's particularly important for certain groups, pregnant individuals, those with autoimmune conditions, or people experiencing depression, to exercise caution and definitely consult their doctor.
And it also makes the crucial point that melatonin doesn't work the same for everyone.
Exactly. Its effectiveness can vary quite a bit. And honestly, we still need more research on its long-term effects.
Right. Okay, let's move on to another popular one, valerian root. The article positions it as a leading herbal choice for both sleep and anxiety, which makes sense given how often those two issues are kind of tangled together for people trying to sleep.
Yeah, they often go hand in hand. Valerian root's appeal lies in its ability to promote a sense of calm, often without the less desirable side effects that can sometimes come with synthetic anti-anxiety meds or prescription sleep aids.
Hmm.
The article touches on the importance of considering long-term use, though. It notes the general recommendation is to use it for no more than about 6 weeks. And ideally under the guidance of a healthcare professional.
6 weeks max, okay.
Yeah, and it's also worth noting that some individuals might experience a bit of morning grogginess or maybe headaches, particularly if they take higher doses.
And it really underscores that recurring message, doesn't it? Consulting with a healthcare professional before starting any new supplement.
Absolutely, always.
Especially if you're thinking about using it longer term or if you're currently taking other medications. It's just the wisest approach.
Totally agree. That professional guidance can really help ensure both safety and potential effectiveness, taking into account your unique health situation and any potential for interactions.
Okay, now let's talk about chamomile. For many people, that's like the quintessential relaxing tea.
It really is. The classic bedtime brew.
The article highlights its long-standing reputation as a go-to herbal remedy for sleep, and specifies that German chamomile is the primary type that's usually used.
Yeah, chamomile's reputation as a gentle sleep aid is certainly well-founded. It's supported by both its traditional use and, increasingly, by scientific inquiry. The article points to a significant meta-analysis looking at 12 studies, I believe, that supports its benefits for sleep.
Especially for certain groups.
Yes, particularly for women navigating the sleep challenges that can come with menopause and the postpartum period.
And it's interesting to learn why it works.
Yep.
Its calming effects are thought to be linked to apigenin, a flavonoid.
That's right, apigenin. It's a flavonoid that apparently interacts with the brain in a way that's somewhat similar to how some prescription calming medications work, which is pretty remarkable for a humble flower.
It really is.
And as the article points out, chamomile isn't just limited to two bags. It's also available in capsule form, which offers more flexibility in terms of dosage. Typical dosages mentioned are around 250 to 1100 milligrams.
But again, precautions are needed.
Always. It mentions its potential to have a blood thinning effect, so that's important if you're on blood thinners already. The possibility of interactions with certain medications, the fact that we have limited long-term safety data.
And warnings for pregnant or nursing individuals.
Yes, and those with specific health conditions too. So even with something that seems as mild and familiar as chamomile, there are definitely factors to keep in mind.
Right. What about some of the other herbal allies the article mentions, like lavender and passion flower? They both just sound calming, don't they?
They do. And both lavender and passion flower have gained recognition for their soothing properties. The article highlights a 2015 study indicating lavender's positive effects on both sleep quality and reducing anxiety, noting its sedative qualities.
And passion flower.
Passion flower, as mentioned, has also been researched for its sedative effects in treating insomnia. It's even included in some over-the-counter sleep aids, like Zisquil Pure Ziz apparently includes it. There's a 2013 study reference that looked at its combination with valerian and hops.
Okay, and how do they work? The article explains that both are thought to work, at least partly, by increasing GABA activity in the brain.
Exactly. GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, for the technically minded, is a key neurotransmitter that basically calms down brain activity.
Like the brain's brake pedal.
That's a great way to put it. It slows down neural activity. Both lavender and passion flower seem to nudge this system, which helps explain their calming and sleep-promoting effects. Similar in some ways to how certain anti-anxiety meds work, though typically much milder, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the article wisely reminds us, consult with a healthcare provider before using these or any herbal remedies, just to ensure they are safe and appropriate for your individual needs.
Makes sense. Now, magnesium is a mineral we hear a lot about for various health things. I was interested to see it highlighted specifically for sleep in the article.
Magnesium plays a truly vital role in, a huge range of bodily functions. And its connection to the quality of our sleep is becoming increasingly clear.
How does it work for sleep?
Well, as the article explains, magnesium helps regulate melatonin, that key sleep hormone we talked about. And it also supports the activity of GABA, that calming neurotransmitter.
Ah, so it's hitting sleep from two different angles then.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Leading to a more relaxed state of both mind and body.
The article also mentions some other potential benefits, like relaxing muscles and maybe reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes and hypertension.
That's right. And those conditions themselves can certainly interfere with sleep, so there might be indirect benefits too. By influencing these sleep-related hormones and promoting muscle relaxation, magnesium can contribute to both falling asleep more easily and experiencing more restful sleep overall.
Does it give aidable dosage guidelines?
It provides a helpful guideline of around 350 milligrams as a typical daily dosage for adults, but it wisely cautions against taking very high doses due to potential side effects like digestive issues and the possibility of interactions with certain medications.
So food first, maybe.
Yeah, it offers practical advice. Try incorporating magnesium-rich foods into your diet. Leafy greens, nuts, seeds, that sort of thing. And then consider supplementation, but under the guidance of a doctor, keeping your total intake in mind.
Right. Okay, and finally, the article delves into 5-HTP, which I understand has links to both our mood and our sleep. It's described as an amino acid supplement.
Yes. 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, is a precursor to serotonin. And serotonin is a neurotransmitter that's really crucial for regulating both our mood and our sleep patterns.
Okay, so there's a direct link there.
Exactly. The article does a good job explaining this connection, how increasing serotonin levels can contribute to more stable moods and, consequently, healthier sleep.
And it highlights several potential benefits.
It does, including easing symptoms of both depression and anxiety, acting as a sleep aid because serotonin is a building block for melatonin.
Ah, the melatonin connection again.
Right. It mentions studies using 200, 400 milligrams at night for insomnia. Also, potentially offering some relief from fibromyalgia symptoms, and even possibly playing a role in weight management by influencing hunger signals. There was a study cited showing reduced calorie intake and weight loss.
Wow, that's quite a broad range of potential effects.
Yeah.
However, I sense a but coming.
Huh. Yes, a significant but. The article strongly emphasizes the need for caution when considering 5-HTP.
Why is that?
Well, potential side effects like nausea are mentioned. But more seriously, there's the risk of something called serotonin syndrome. This is a potentially dangerous condition that can happen if your serotonin levels get too high.
Especially if you're taking other things.
Precisely. Particularly if you are already taking medications that affect serotonin levels, like many common antidepressants, SSRIs, for example. So consulting with a healthcare provider before starting 5-HTP is absolutely critical.
Got it. Anything else?
It also provides a crucial reminder about sourcing supplements from reputable suppliers. You want to minimize the risk of encountering harmful contaminants, it mentions avoiding substances like Peak X specifically.
Okay, so it's clear that while these natural options offer a lot of promise, they really need to be approached with, well, a good understanding and a healthy dose of caution.
Definitely.
Now, the article also touches on something really fundamental, which we hinted at earlier, establishing a good bedtime routine.
Yes, and this is key. Regardless of whether you decide to incorporate natural supplements or not, building healthy sleep habits and having a consistent pre-bed ritual is absolutely paramount. Foundational, really.
How long should that ritual be?
The article suggests dedicating around 15 to 60 minutes before you plan to sleep just to engage in calming activities, to wind down.
And it gives some really great examples, doesn't it? Things like practicing meditation or deep breathing exercises.
Yeah, or listening to calming music, doing some gentle yoga, maybe spending some time journaling to get thoughts out of your head.
Simple things, but effective.
Exactly. And it explains how incorporating natural supplements like melatonin, magnesium, or our interesting friend mature hops extract can potentially complement and enhance these routines. They can work together.
So the key takeaway here is that a relaxing routine before bed really sets the stage for better sleep.
Totally. And for many individuals, natural supplements can be a helpful addition to that foundation, not a replacement for it.
Right. Finally, the article addresses that really important question. When is it time to actually seek professional help for ongoing sleep problems?
The advice here is clear and, frankly, crucial. If you find yourself consistently struggling with sleep day after day and you're experiencing daytime fatigue that's really impacting your life.
Like you can't function properly.
Exactly. That's a clear signal to reach out to a doctor. These persistent symptoms could be an indication of an underlying health issue that needs to be properly evaluated and addressed. It might not just be simple insomnia.
And a doctor can help figure out the best approach.
Precisely. A healthcare professional can provide a comprehensive assessment, recommend the most appropriate course of action, which might involve adjusting supplements, maybe exploring other medical treatments, or addressing any underlying conditions they find.
So consistency and professional advice are key.
The article rightly concludes that consistent sleep habits, combined with professional guidance when needed, are really the cornerstones of good sleep health.
Okay, so to kind of bring it all together, it seems that nature offers a really fascinating array of potential tools for those of us seeking better sleep. You know, from the traditional power of herbs like hops, valerian, and chamomile, to the more targeted support of supplements like melatonin, magnesium, and 5-HTP. There's quite a toolbox there.
That's right. There are many options. But the critical element running through all of this is being informed, understanding both the potential benefits and the associated risks.
Yeah, knowing what you're getting into.
Exactly. Being aware of possible side effects and, crucially, the importance of considering any potential interactions with other medications you might be taking that is absolutely paramount for using these options safely and effectively.
And it's a good reminder, too, that while these natural aids can be helpful, they often work best when they're part of a larger strategy. one that includes a soothing and consistent bedtime routine.
Absolutely. They're not necessarily a magic bullet on their own.
Right. More like potential allies in our ongoing quest for more restful nights.
Well put. A solid foundation of healthy sleep habits really lays the groundwork, and these natural supplements can potentially provide that added support to help you maybe drift off more easily and experience more sustained quality sleep.
So as you consider these natural pathways to better rest, perhaps the question is, what small change could you make tonight to begin prioritizing your sleep and exploring what works best for you?